I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we get Michael Van Buren, nation's number six quarterback in the class of 2024 on the air, want to mention how quickly it is now that quarterbacks are committing, and we're seeing this domino effect. You know, Dante Moore initially committed to Oregon, I think July 4th or 5th, and he was the last top eight quarterback left in the country. By the end of July, 27 of the top 28 quarterbacks in the country were committed. This is happening earlier and earlier, and the dominoes really start to fall more than anything at the quarterback position. That is when these guys are coming off the board. They're coming off quicker than the running back position, than receiver, than tackle. And you look at it here in this current recruiting cycle, and you look at who stayed unsigned. And we saw some edge rushers commit late with Mateo Uiagalelei. We saw some athlete position guys commit late. We saw Cormani McClain make a late decision at corner. It took a while for some of those other positions to trickle out and decide, but quarterback gets done very quickly. And because of that, it's very, very important to host guys in January. And as I mentioned, Michael Van Buren, the St. Francis Academy, four-star quarterback, number six quarterback in the country, is coming off a visit from Oregon, and an important visit. So we wanted to have him join the show to talk about that visit and his recruitment. Michael, thank you for joining the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Let's start just here, and we'll talk about your entire recruitment, but how was your visit to Oregon this weekend? What stood out?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How was your visit to Oregon this weekend, and what stood out before we kind of get into your entire recruitment?
The visit was great. You know, I love every aspect of the visit. I mean, from the first second I stepped on campus, you know, they showed a lot of love to the last second while I left. And, you know, I just loved how much, you know, of a player's coach that Coach Lanning is. And it was my first time meeting the new offensive coordinator, Coach Will Stein. And, you know, I really enjoyed talking to them and, you know, just them just giving me, like, their side of what's going on, and then me just telling them, like, what I want out of this process, what I'm trying to get out of this process. So it was great.
Oregon first started recruiting you, and I believe Kenny Dillingham at that point was the offensive coordinator. You may have even taken a visit or two when Kenny Dillingham was the offensive coordinator. How did Oregon make sure that transition was smooth for you, that you were comfortable meeting Coach Stein? And was that what this trip was about in part, was understanding what the offense would look like potentially in a transition from Dillingham to Stein?
Right. It was just Coach Dillingham who left. So they told me right after he left that they're going out to look for an offensive coordinator that's pretty much just like him, a young coach that, you know, with a very explosive mindset and a very explosive offense. So, you know, this trip was definitely about, you know, getting up there and, you know, putting a face to a name with Coach Stein. You know, we talked on the phone a couple of times, but it's always good to finally be in person and, you know, sit down to have a great talk. So that's definitely the main part of what this trip was about.
I mentioned in the last segment and again at the top of this one that quarterbacks commit earlier and earlier. And I think something like 27 of the top 28 quarterbacks in the country were committed by mid-July last year. There's a lot of pressure for quarterbacks to make a decision early. Not asking you to name names by any stretch, but do you mentally kind of have a timeline? Do you feel like you're on the clock a little bit? Or do you feel like you have time to wait potentially until the fall before you have to make a decision?
A lot of quarterbacks committing and stuff like that doesn't really affect the, you know, where I go or my timeline. So I just let, you know, I just let me and my, you know, my team, my family, we like to just, you know, take our time and really find the best place for me. So, and I mean, committing early wasn't anything big for me. The biggest thing is just finding that school where I'm going to be developed, and that school that, you know, I'm going to really love and put a lot of effort into, you know, making it a better university. So I don't really have a timeline, but you know, I'm looking to commit before the season. But if it doesn't happen, then you know, that's just God's plan. It just doesn't happen.
We talked a little bit about Oregon. I know Penn State's another school that you visited a few times, close to home. You're from Maryland, obviously. Penn State a little closer than Oregon. What are your thoughts on Penn State and the Nittany Lions and how you potentially would fit there?
You know, I love Penn State. I've been there plenty of times. You know, as many times I can't even count no more. So, you know, Coach Franklin, you know, I love an energetic coach and a player's coach, you know, a coach that really cares about the players on and off the field, they're developing and their development into, you know, becoming a man. And, you know, I like coaches like to preach, you know, it's not a 4-year decision, it's a 40-year decision. So I love, you know, Coach Franklin and Coach Yurcich, the offensive coordinator, and then Coach O'Brien, they show a lot of love and they make sure they, you know, stay in contact with me very often. So, and they love, and the sense is so close, you know, I could definitely get down there plenty of times. So, you know, I definitely always have a great time every time I'm down to Happy Valley.
We're talking to Michael Van Buren, the number 6 quarterback in the class of 2024. He's out of St. Francis Academy in Maryland. Offers from Alabama, Maryland, Miami, Michigan, Oklahoma, Oregon, Penn State, Wisconsin. We talked about Oregon and Penn State. What are your thoughts in terms of it? I'm, not asking you to name schools, but are you in a situation where you want to take all 5 of your official visits in the spring? Or do you think you'll take 3 or 4 and then wait till the fall? Or are you just going to kind of let the chips fall where they may, so to speak, in terms of how you map out your official visit schedule?
So in the springtime, I probably won't take any official visits during the spring. I'll probably just take that time, you know, still take a couple unofficials and, you know, get out to more schools than, you know, since I only have 5 officials, I'll get out to more schools and some other schools that's, you know, showing interest right now and that haven't offered. So I'm just going to use the spring to go up and watch everybody's spring practice and visit as many schools as I can that will pretty much determine which 5 OVs, if I take 5 OVs, which OVs I'll take, which come like June time. So, that's fine.
Safe to say, and again, you don't have an official like top 2 or top 3 or top 4 or top 5, anything like that, but safe to say Oregon and Penn State are in the mix for you. There are schools that you potentially could visit again and you're looking at closely.
Yeah, most definitely. Penn State, I feel like Penn State and Oregon are going to be there to the end, like just honestly. But, you know, I'd still definitely love a couple more schools, you know, just as much. So, but I feel like I feel strong, you know, and really love Penn State and Oregon. But, you know, there's other schools that I have the same amount of interest in. So, yeah.
No doubt. Who do you pattern yourself after? I know people who are listening can look up your huddle and check that out. But for folks who haven't seen you, who do you try to be like? Who do you emulate? Is there a college guy? Is there an NFL guy that you say, that's kind of who I play like, or that's who I try to pattern my game after?
Well, I mean, I don't try to be like anybody. You know, I try to, you know, start my own ways and, you know, create my own trends and be my own player, you know, but some people, you know, compare me to like a Bryce Young, you know, since we're so short and, you know, very competitive and quick release and stuff like that, can make plays. But so I'd say like a lot of people like to compare me to like a Bryce Young and then like, I don't really try to model my game after anybody. But, of course, you know, I'm going to take bits and pieces out of a great game, like a Bryce Young, Aaron Rodgers, Caleb Williams, guys like that, and Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, I like to take bits and pieces out of their game, you know, to put in my game and make me an all-around better player and give me the ability to pretty much do everything and be all of them combined, but then just be me.
When you take a visit to a top school, do you prefer – to be one of just a handful of kids on the visit, or is there extra, you know, this last weekend you were at Oregon, they had a big weekend with, you know, dozens of recruits. Is there an extra energy to those, or is it better to get kind of the one-on-one time with 3 or 4 coaches on one visit?
Honestly, it doesn't really it's not a big thing to me. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, if a school is interested in you, they're going to show love no matter who's there and how many people's there. So even when it's a bigger group, and you're getting, you know, a lot of attention, you know, that just shows how much a school really wants you. So, I mean, even if it's a big group or just me, like, it doesn't really, it's not really a big concern for me.
Michael Van Buren, St. Francis Academy, number 6 quarterback in the country for the class of 2024. Thank you very much for joining the show. Best of luck with the rest of your recruitment.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me, most definitely.
Wanted to get Michael on. He's about 5'11 and a half, so definitely that Bryce Young, good Russell Wilson kind of comp is what you're looking at. And when you look at the class of 2024, it's really is, especially early, when you're trying to kind of figure out what a program wants to do, I think it's really important early to look at who they have offered and who they've hosted. And you look, and obviously when it comes to Oregon, they're interested in Michael Van Buren because he's visited multiple times, and it's very difficult to kind of gauge who's number one on the board and who's number two and who's looking where. But visits will tell you a lot, and offers will tell you a lot. And Oregon's offered a total of 12 quarterbacks, but of those guys, Van Buren has certainly been a player who has visited Eugene multiple times, and there's clearly a connection there. There's clearly a sense that he is a priority. So definitely a player to watch. Oregon already with a handful of commitments and sorting out, even while they battle USC to finish with the top class in 2023. Obviously still some balls in the air for them with Nicholas Harbor and with Roderick Pleasant, two elite prospects. Oregon already having a top 25 recruiting class in 2024, so getting some early work in there. If you missed it, Nicholas Harbor, who I mentioned on last week's show, ran some insane track times. I think he ran an indoor 60 at 6.66. Don't read anything into that. And also picked up 5-star status on Rivals, listed as the number one athlete in the country. Just an absolute unbelievable freakish talent. So Colorado in the mix potentially there, Miami, Oregon. That's going to be fascinating to see what happens. But if Oregon pulls him out, from a pure athleticism standpoint, he's again a 2023 going to decide shortly. If Oregon pulls him out, you look at all-time freakiest athletes to ever come through Oregon. Nicholas Harbor is going to compete for number one. And I'm not talking about track program two, because obviously the best athlete to come out of Oregon ever is Ashton Eaton. If you're just talking literally pure measurements, athleticism, we can argue all day about who the best, you know, athletic figure is, whether that's like a Phil Knight or Steve Prefontaine or Marcus Mariota, whoever you may want to. But just from a pure, like, I mean, he was the decathlete world record holder. I think that speaks for itself from a freakish athlete standpoint. But from a football athletic standpoint, Nicholas Harbor, Kayvon Thibodeau, Colt Lierla in modern times really stand out. De'Anthony Thomas, his change of direction was obviously incredible. So Nicholas Harbor is definitely going to be a player to watch. And if he ends up at Oregon, just from a highlight reel standpoint, some of the things he can do, and he's probably more of a tight end, are pretty incredible, because you're looking at a guy who has legit track speed, like might be the fastest wide receiver on Oregon's team if he were to go to Oregon. And oh yeah, by the way, he's like 6'5", 225, 230. I mean, it's just, he's completely off the charts. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens there. I want to get to some NFL football, because I was really bothered. One, bang, bang, Niner gang all day.
Yep, yep.
I had my daughter in a Niners shirt. We did not plan this, but I wear, for good luck, I wear a Patrick Willis red Niner jersey. And I wear that often for big games, even a big regular season game, I'll rock that. And I came upstairs and was wearing that. My stepson, he's a Niner fan. He's been a Niner fan for a long time. He came up in his good luck vintage Jerry Rice jersey. And I was like, all right, same page. My daughter came up in a Niners jersey or a Niners shirt, t-shirt. And my wife was like, oh, that's cute. Let's take a picture. And we realized after we took the picture, we all had on gray sweatpants and red Niner jerseys, and I was like, oh my God, we're in uniform. This is embarrassing. But the takeaway from that game,
that it worked and everyone should do it next weekend.
Right. Sweatpants, gray sweatpants, and red Niner game.
Actually, my son was in gray sweatpants and a red Niners t-shirt.
There
he could have been part
is.
Of your squad.
Yeah, it could have been part of the squad. The takeaway from that game really bothers me. Because I think the narrative, and I get it, they're America's team, and so it's shifted to more of a Cowboy discussion. But I have a problem with the way Dak Prescott's being discussed, and I have a problem with the way that game is being discussed. And we'll talk about takeaways from that game and takeaways from some of the other big divisional round games next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.